There's a new theatre production that's been playing in regional Victoria, and its aim is to do something to reduce the amount of domestic violence. Now, 34% of Australian women are affected by violence, and, tragically, at least one woman dies each week at the hands of a partner. So to highlight the problem, a show called You the Man is being trialled in Victoria to teach people, basically, especially bystanders, how to safely intervene to prevent violence. Suzanne Chaundy is the director of You the Man, and Renee Filett is a lecturer and a PhD candidate at Deakin University and also the Victorian representative of the National Rural Women's Network. Thank you to both of you for coming in. Suzanne, I want to start with you. The background of this play, where does it stem from?
The play was originally conceived by an American writer called Kathy Plaud, and she'd worked in the area of theatre dealing with social issues before. Previous to this, she'd written a piece about anorexia that was very successful in schools, and then because of very, very similar statistics in the United States to Australia about the level of domestic violence, and a professor from Deakin University, Anne Tackett, attended a conference that Kathy was presenting at and also presenting this play, You the Man, and Anne seized on it and said, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to adapt for Australian audiences, because really there's nothing quite like the model of this play touring around here. So Anne, being a woman of action, met up with Kathy, got the ball rolling, had Kathy out here at the beginning of the year, showed extracts of the play, discussed the play with a very, very large range of professionals in the area, and talked about how it would need to be adapted to suit Australian audiences, and took writers on board, and so we've kind of adapted characters, put it in a more Australian vernacular, and got it to a point now where it's just had a small preview season.
Okay, can you explain the performance for me? What would people see if they went along?
It's actually really entertaining. So you kind of go, oh my goodness, it's a play about violence.
Yeah,
how heavy is that going to be? And indeed, it does really hit you emotionally, but it also, it doesn't preach to people. What it does is it raises a level of awareness, and it makes people aware of what they can do if they are a bystander in a situation, if they're even faintly concerned that there may be something going on with someone they know. It opens up an opportunity for them to see how they can actually intervene, or at least be the first person to dare to stand up. So yeah, it's a one-person show. The one actor plays six different roles in the course of the play, so there's always that kind of fun of watching somebody shift from character to character to character, and it rolls along really quickly that way. There's quite a lot of humour in it, and it's a play that asks questions and doesn't give answers, so it really turns over to the audience at the end to say, well, what would I do if I was that character or this character? Would I have behaved that way? Would I have intervened earlier? Is he going to be able to do anything in the long run? And it's very, very squarely, although great for female audiences too, very much aimed at male audiences.
Yeah, aimed at the blokes first and foremost. Yeah. We're going to, I know you put John, an actor, in with you, and we'll get a snippet, if you like, of the performance in a moment. But Renee, I want to ask you first. This has been piloted in a regional area. Is it something that's needed in regional parts of Australia in particular?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think that with prevention programs, we know that they work, and especially in domestic violence, prevention is key. However, rolling it out to an area such as a rural or a remote area can quite often be expensive, and we know that anything that you roll out in the rural and remote area, it can't be a one-size-fits-all, and that's the beauty of this. It can very much be adapted to the environment or the setting, and it's economical. You know, you have the one actor delivering a really strong message.
So you don't need lots of lighting and technicians and fancy sets and all the rest?
I directed an opera just before this, so that's such a funny kind of shift. But yeah, this is really just like a couple of very, very few props in one bag, an actor, no lights, no sound.
And away you go.
Yep.
Renee, you were one of the drivers in getting this to the Barwon region, or Geelong region in Victoria. So we're talking about a pretty big regional centre. Did you think it was an area that needed this performance to be brought to that region?
I guess living in a regional area, we don't have the same access to speakers, to new programs as the metropolitan areas do. And we are at the moment doing the Month of Action in Geelong, where the whole community comes together and has awareness raising in regards to domestic violence. And so this was a great opportunity for us to be able to bring two of the biggest, I guess, organisations in Geelong, which is Barwon Health and Deakin University, together, and to roll out this play trial.
Is there any reason to think that domestic violence is more prevalent around your region?
We do know that the rates in Geelong are quite high. However, we also know that rural and remote areas, the rates are higher again, and especially in the remote areas. Yeah. In rural areas, generally one in every 10 women will actually take out a family violence intervention order. So there's some pretty startling figures.
Yeah. Why is it that the problem is worse in rural parts?
Okay, I guess things like lack of transport, lack of accessibility to services. We know that people are moving out of rural areas, and so that means that services are being dropped. Also, when we drop services in rural areas, it means that women quite often lose their jobs and they rely more on their partners. Then I guess when you think about gun ownership in rural and remote areas, even the threat of having a gun in the household is quite significant for a woman.
When you talk about domestic violence, is it always physical violence?
No. Not at all. In fact, there's many different forms of violence, such as financial abuse, obviously psychological abuse, and, verbal abuse. Yeah, there's lots of different types.
Yeah, that bystanders can intervene in every kind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. On Bush Telly, we're discussing a theatre production called You the Man. The pilot season's just wrapped up in Geelong in regional Victoria, and it addresses this issue of domestic violence and goes some way to teaching bystanders how to intervene if they think they're aware of a woman who is being is suffering at the hands of a partner. Suzanne Chondi is the director of You the Man. Suzanne, you've brought in John Shearman with you, who's an actor who's been performing as a part of this. John's going to do a little segment of the performance for us. What's he going to do?
So John's going to perform the second section of the monologue by a character called VB. He'll explain who he is in the course of this little monologue. This is a character who was very clearly adapted from the American production, because in the American production he was a basketballer. Of course, here he's an AFL player, or a burgeoning AFL player, shall I say.
All right, John, take it away.
You'd think half the world were getting it daily. I mean, movies, ads, the net, sex on tap. Easy. But it's not like you can just pick up a ball and get drafted. Well, I don't reckon. They call me VB. Virgin, Barry. Great. Is it my fault if I'm a kick behind the play? Hey, VB! Too bad you can't score where it counts. And if Gaydar's turned on you, well, it's bumps to the walls, mate. I got the first chick I could into bed. How'd it go? Well, no pressure, right? Let's just say I fumbled the ball. Lucky no one round here keeps score.
Suzanne, what the message there? What's the purpose of that monologue?
Well, that's really just introducing us to the character of VB and who he is in this very competitive male environment, I suppose, where there is a lot of pressure on the blokes to come into training and talk about not just scoring on the field but off the field as well. And it goes into quite a serious story and quite a sort of journey of discovery for VB, because he has a mate who brings a video along into the club rooms showing a sexual act with a woman that she's not that willing to participate in, and it leads to a lot of trouble within the club, and they actually, you know, get pulled out of the draft. And although he thinks it's wrong that it's shown, he doesn't actually do anything about it at the time. And then he realises that because he stood there and watched, he wasn't really just an innocent bystander, and if he'd taken some action like he felt like he should, maybe he could have stopped the whole thing from happening. So there are all these little tales interwoven. There's also the play also focuses on a female character called Yana, and we meet her friend Mitchell, we meet her lecturer Mr. Lay, and we meet her father, and we see how the effects of the violent relationship that she's having with her boyfriend are having on all of these men around her, and what they feel like they can and they can't do to support her.
John, what's it been like for you performing in this production?
It's interesting in terms of other productions I've done, because you get that instant reaction from the audience. You're right there in the room with them and you kind of go on this journey with them, and it's instant gratification. And also, because we've just done the previous season, it's instant feedback as well. So it's you can immediately see how it's impacted and affected your audience.
What are they saying to you? What have people said to you?
So far, it's been a lot of, I suppose, people acknowledging what's actually happening, and this is taking place in communities, and the fact that people are glad that it's being voiced for the first time, and they don't feel as awkward about voicing their opinions after seeing the show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think this is the sort of role that theatre should play, to bring up these issues and educate people, but in an entertaining, digestible way?
Yeah, I was actually asked by a student at one of the schools we did in Mortlake why I did it, and I honestly think that theatre should be a reflection of society and should kind of hold a mirror back up to it and say, have a look, and We should ask all these questions. And I think that's exactly what this piece does. Mm. It takes it right back to the audience and says, let's crack open society and have a real look.
Now, you grew up in a probably similar place to Geelong, quite a big regional centre, Newcastle in Newcastle. New South Wales. So are these the sort of themes and discussions and conversations that you've heard and seen growing up?
Yeah, I think it's relevant right across Australia. And especially the issues in Geelong, I think, are quite similar to issues in Newcastle. And that's not just to say it's those two areas, though. It's prevalent right across the country. Mm. And I think this is a piece and a show that could speak to people all around the country.
Mm. Renee, when John says issues are similar, I assume he's talking about industry that's closed down and the masculinisation of the workforce in these areas as well, perhaps.
Yeah, both of those issues are really prevalent in both the towns. So, yeah, we're seeing cutbacks in so many areas in Geelong, and it's the same in Newcastle.
Yeah, and so that means, a high-risk time?
Yeah, absolutely. It puts pressure on both the man and the woman. But that obviously when people experience financial stress, that is when victimisation can increase.
So. Yeah. Suzanne, what's the plan? The pilot season has just finished. What next?
So we'll have a bit of a debrief session. We'll look at some things. We'll tighten up a few things in the script and a few decisions, and it will roll out on the road through regional remote communities and also metropolitan, within Victoria and metropolitan Melbourne next year between March and September, performing a lot in schools. We've got a lot of inquiries from schools next year, but also hopefully doing some sporting clubs, community centres. You know, we can play to a pretty broad ranging audience.
Yeah. And Renee, your hope, I guess, would be that it ultimately goes further afield?
Yeah, definitely out into some rural and remote areas and looking at not just schools but also some sporting clubs, some workplace organisations. Mm. And we want to evaluate its success. Pre and post surveys will be handed out across all of the sites. So. Yeah. Yeah,
How will you judge its success? What will determine that?
Well, there will be the pre and post surveys.
Yeah.
As well as that, there are going to be focus groups where it is directed at adults. So we won't be using focus groups when it will be high school populations, but focus group with adults. So we'll be doing that at quite a few of the sites.
Yeah, okay. Mm. When you've approached people or raised this with, whether it's a workplace or a school, are most groups open to having this come along?
Yes, they are.
The two schools that we performed at last week in the previews have booked us straight away again for next year, one of them for 2 days, so they can invite other schools in for the area. So, yeah, it's really, obviously, they see the need for it. I think the other thing, just to say quickly about it, is there is the 35-minute presentation of the play, but then there's a panel discussion afterwards, so that there is a panel of professionals or, you know, local social workers, police, that people in the audience can make contact with, and it makes them know what services and supports there are for them within their community, and it breaks down a few of those barriers.
Mm. Is the target young people? Is that really who you're looking at?
I think it's broader than that. Definitely that would be the main proportion of our target audience. However, I think that it's relevant to adults as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, love to hear how it goes next year. Thank you for coming in and telling us about it. We've covered recently on the program the prevalence of sexual harassment around rural Australia in particular, and now the domestic violence issue as well. So it's interesting to hear a different take on addressing that issue outside the big cities. Thank you so much for coming in, and all the best with next year's production.
Thank you.
Susan Chondy is the director of You the Man. Renee Filett is a lecturer and a PhD candidate at Deakin University, and Renee's also the Victorian representative of the National Rural Women's Network. And John Schumann is been the actor this week in the pilot of You the Man. So thanks to John for doing that segment of the production as well.